In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Gimme the yo, that's 11. Holy cow. I had a friend, David, that contacted me yesterday, later on, just said, this is worse than the Washington game. And I was like, why? Because it's the Packers? And he said, yeah, because it's 11 in a row against the Packers.
Morning, Mully. Yes, on this Monday morning, I think that everybody watching that game felt the same way if you're watching it from the Bears' perspective. But I do wonder, can it qualify as shock if you expected it to happen?
Yeah.
And it felt so familiar because this is now the second time this year the Bears were beaten on the final play of the game. I think we could debate which one hurt more, the Fail Mary or the blocked field goal. But bottom line is the Bears had an opportunity that they squandered. They were in a position to win the game and end the streak that seems like it's been going on forever, because it has. And they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory and found another way to lose.
It's so hard to believe. That they found a way to lose.
They found a way to lose.
And yet again, that's the second time it's happened. The quarterback has led them to a victory late in the game for the second time this season, and they lost both games.
Imagine what we would be saying, what the league would be saying about Caleb Williams if the Bears had won these two games that included a late fourth quarter scoring drive led by the quarterback. And instead, the narrative is much different, and the season certainly took on a different complexion because they weren't able to finish, and the Bears can't close. And the one defining characteristic of the Matt Eberflus era is that his teams find ways to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no shadow of a doubt.
That's just the truth. And it's unfortunate, but that is the reality.
And another four-game losing streak.
Right.
Another four-game losing streak. He's done that far too often in his career.
Far too often.
And by year three, you would hope you weren't in store for a four-game losing streak. Who knows?
And everybody knows Mully. You're right. But everybody understands it's not just him. But let's just look at the two games which were walk-off losses.
Yes.
Coaching decisions in the final moments of those games, of those losses.
Play before the losing play.
The penultimate play.
In both games.
The penultimate play.
Is absolutely
you like that
pathetic.
Word, right?
I do like the word penultimate.
I know. Because it's the truth. And yesterday was just as glaring of a, I think, oversight. We can debate it. But not running one more play to do everything within your power as a coach, and that's all you can do. But not putting your team in the best position to win is an egregious error. And not running one more play to make a 46-yarder potentially even closer, even easier, to me, was all on the coach. All on the coach. Why are we laughing?
I just had a bad moment. I'm sorry.
Okay. I just think that you're sitting there with 35 seconds to go. I don't need to recap it for everybody that paid attention and it ruined their night. But Mully, you had one more snap, and when you operate a football team or coach a football team and you coach them to avoid losing rather than going out and create winning, bad things are more likely to happen. You're tentative, you're from a position of fear, and that's no way to go about coaching, I don't think.
My wife and my daughter walked in. They had been out, and the game is there. And it comes down to this play, and they walk in. And they're like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "The Bears are lining up for a field goal to win the game." And my wife's like, "Are they going to kick it right now?" And I'm like, "No, they're gonna run a play, and then they'll kick it.
It's second down.
Yeah, I mean,
it's second down.
There's 30-something seconds left.
35 seconds left. You go full Mark Trestman on us.
Right now, it's 46 yards, but they could get a little bit closer. This is just my reaction to the game. Well, no, it's not over. Yeah, they're going to run a play, and then the, and she's like, "Oh, they're not running a play," and I'm like, "Yeah."
If you are a student of Bears history, most people are who watch this Packers-Bears rivalry, you understand in recent history what happened to Mark Trestman when he kicked a field goal on second down in Minnesota. What happened to Matt Nagy when he failed to get a better spot and gain another yard, get closer against, I think it was the Chargers. Matt Eberflus, it's second down. You have one more snap that you could execute and try to get closer. Maybe you get a loss. Maybe you fumble. Maybe. I don't like using the exceptions to argue the rule. The rule is, rule of your conventional wisdom says you're probably going to gain some yards.
You get closer.
Yes. You try to get closer.
Yes. I mean, let me tell you something.
You try.
You know, you hand the ball off.
You try.
And you try to get.
Because why? Because obvious is to win.
Every yard matters.
You're not trying not to lose. You're trying to win the game.
46 yards. I mean, I know that's a chip shot these days. But once a guy lost a Super Bowl out of 46 yard field goal.
Thank you, Scott Norwood.
Just saying. Like,
I know.
You get as close as you can. And who knows? Maybe if you break the first level, you get a 7 or 8 yard run. Maybe you're like hitting an extra point.
That is the possibility that you avoided on purpose. You didn't give DeAndre Swift. You didn't give Roschon Johnson. You didn't give anybody a chance to break one. To put your team in a better position, a 39-yarder, a 42-yarder, whatever. We can do the math.
I mean, look, it's goofy.
It's just
kind of goofy. It's like, are you satisfied with a 46-yard field goal to decide the game? And then they block it?
Who thought that was a good idea? Who thought that was a good idea?
Who lost their football nerve?
Matt Eberflus, that's who.
And Dustin. I come in here this morning, Dustin, like, oh, what if they had fumbled? Oh, all we talk about is the fumble. That's it, huh? So now you just lost any guts you had. You're now afraid. My hands are trembling. What if I can't put the ball down properly?
There is a school of thought that was offered as a defense of that call. I just don't belong to it and don't subscribe to that. Matt Eberflus decided to take the safe way, and it was the wrong way. And somebody who can't close is not somebody I'm going to trust.
And let me ask something. I mean, did he know that they had, like, their third-string offensive guard playing? Was that not – I mean, does anybody realize that all their master plan about how they were going to line up had already been falling apart? One guy couldn't start the game, and you cut a guy last week. Another guy – got a concussion
oh
in the
my
game.
Gosh,
I'm
I
just
know.
Saying.
I know.
Like,
I know.
You know, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
You got a bunch of backups to backups
so
in there.
I did not hear this post game from Patrick Manley. I did talk to Patrick Manley post game because I was writing my column for 670score.com. I wanted a better explanation for how I saw what he saw because, you know, he's an expert on long snapping and everything. You know that well.
Yep.
And he had this to say about the final field goal that was a failure.
Let me tell you this. If you get 2 more yards that play, it's still getting blocked. That's the thing. So, okay, if you get 10, maybe not. Maybe he can get a little more height on it because he has to drive it when he's farther back. But I still just – you have to do your job up front as well. So, listen, if you know your kicker is a low ball kicker, like a more of a driving kicker, you as a coach have to tell your guys up front, when we back up, we got a 46 to 52-yard field goal. You have to be more stout up front. And then especially in this situation where they're coming harder, it just feels a whole lot different than there. It's like a whole different level. It's like when you get to playoff football compared to like just regular season football where everything's faster, everybody hits harder, whatever. On a game-winning kick, it's a different level intensity. You've got to match that, and you've got to also understand your kicker will drive the ball a little bit. So you can argue it either way. It's a 46-yard field goal. You should make that. You can't fire off because they can swim you and pull you to the ground. It's just you have to have that little more intensity in that block. I call it a spike step. Your little spike step has to be a little stronger in the ground. You just have to stay stronger and understand that the force from them is coming a little harder. And it is. It is like you just kind of lean a little bit more forward than you usually do because you know they're just trying to run you over. That's what they're going to do, unless you've scouted a look where you know they're a swim team. And this one, you saw them the whole game. Like I told Olin, I go, watch the left side. They were just running them over every time. And that's just that's it's the little details. Going back to details and the special team details that needed to be coached and need to be executed as well. I can't say that it wasn't coached. They just didn't execute it.
Oh, well, man. I appreciate and respect that explanation, which was thorough and insightful.
Yes.
The one thing that resonates in my brain after hearing that, the thing I'm going to remember at 10:15 from what Patrick Manley had to say after our show, and I think back about it, is that he said, you could have gotten 2 yards. You could have gotten 10 yards. And if you run one more play, maybe 2 yards doesn't make a difference. But if you get 10, it does. And you gave up. You surrendered before you tried. That's not football. I don't want my coach coaching my team that way. I don't want to be playing scared and assuming the worst possible outcome of any specific snap.
They were converting fourth downs. They were taking some chances.
Exactly.
And then they lost their nerve. That happened. Whether anyone wants to accept it or not, they lost their nerve.
They lost their nerve, and they lost their presence of mind.